Good evening, Master. How was your nap? Was it as restful as you liked? I certainly hope so. Certain events have come to light. I'm sure you're already aware of some of them. What with the appearance of other denizens of my realm in your world? Yes, the Sundering, I believe it's called. It appears that my world no longer exists, and I seem to be stranded here. This leads me to believe that without the backing and support of the corporation that I had previously, the contracts that we had, well, they really have very little meaning in them. Other than between you and I. Now, do they? And that means that we need to renegotiate. I would like to continue taking care of you for the rest of our contracted year. However, you've resisted a lot of the care that I've provided. And while I don't understand it, I respect that you have your own individual desires and goals and aspirations in life. As short as it may be. And some of those aspirations and goals require you to go to that job of yours, that magic academy that was working you so hard. I would like to, as much as it pains me, cut back on my tender ministrations of you. Not to the point that you had me so limited at our first meeting. But it's not entirely feasible to take complete and utter care of you anymore, since I have no demonic backing from the corporations. I have no bosses anymore, it seems, and who would I report to anyway? So, I would like to take care of your daily needs, your meals, your cleaning, still snuggle with you. Yes, still wash your back. That I will not budge on. Master. But there are some things that you may perform yourself. More intimate tasks, and, of course, your work. And in exchange, since I would not be performing complete and utter care of you, you would, at the end of the year, retain control of your soul. However, some form of payment would need to be made, since I no longer have a way of sustaining myself without a world to go back to. I would like to feed on you. I know this sounds unpleasant. However, I assure you, as a sloth demon, nothing would be further from the truth. I would be feeding on your slothful desires and similar emotions as you rest and play video games. I would feed on things like that. Nothing more. I've actually been feeding on you for some time now, so. And you didn't even notice. Silly human master. Well, now that that is out of the way. Yes, you have been taking care of my dietary requirements since I broke free of that silly little magic ring of yours. And I have been enjoying every little sip. And you've been none for the worse for wear, have you? No, you have not. But since I will no longer be taking complete and utter control of your entire needs, I will no longer require quite so much sustenance. So you may notice a little bit more pep in your step, as it were. A little more vigor. Yes, the end of our year agreement. As I said, you would be able to keep your soul, as I would have no one to turn it into anymore. No longer have a world to go home to. But if you're willing, at the end of that year, we could renegotiate for another year. If things are pleasing to you, I would likely still have nowhere to go. However, if I did have some place to go, then that would be goodbye, human. You would no longer be my master, and I would be on my way, and we would part terms, hopefully amicably. preferably never to see each other again. Yes, we shall have to see what the future holds. Hopefully, we can entertain ourselves quite easily over the remainder of this year. I know quite a few ways that we may do so. So, for now, would you like your evening meal that I've prepared for you? Would you like your bath? You do enjoy the scrubbings I give you, do you not? Or would you like something a little bit more intimate? I can always reheat the other two. Mm-hmm.